providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to continue to focus a little bit more on the U.S. equity markets as I am chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Now, Dana, just to get everyone on the same page as us, we are recording this late in the trading day on Thursday, and the U.S. equity markets continue to sell off. The S&P right now down over 5%, the Dow down almost 1,600 points, right around 6% down, NASDAQ 5.5% down. Pretty drastic sell-off that is giving up a lot of the gains, all the gains so far just from this month. But the biggest question is this a major top? Are we going to see a prolonged downtrend here after a rally in the U.S. markets that went a lot longer than the vast majority of people thought? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's like anything, it's still up in the air. I will say that the key test for the bears, which we put out on our blog on Friday, last Friday, that essentially the market was hitting a make or break point for the bears, especially with the laggards, the former lagging sectors, which we thought on May 18th, we noted a change in character from perhaps a short-term topping formation to a continuation pattern in those laggards, things like small caps, financials, energy, Europe, stuff that had lagged. They opened the path to maybe one more catch-up, strong catch-up type of a rally, and that's what we saw over the last 3 weeks or so. On Friday and Monday, they basically got to the point where it was a make or break scenario for the bears. So either we fail there, those laggards fail there, or they blast off and we're into a new bull market. We might still be going parabolic, but they did fail right where they were supposed to. We did put our shorts back on in the Russell 2000 small cap and European indices, European markets on Friday and Monday. So we did fail right there. So basically that failure leaves the door open for, you know, the bear market scenario still. So leaves the scenario that this is just a bear market rally on the table, despite the fact that obviously there are winners out there, healthcare and technology, biotech, some of these other names that have gone to new highs or are testing new highs. So there'll always be some winners and losers, but those lagging areas of the market were the key to watch for us, and they did fail right where they needed to fail. So that leaves, again, that bear market rally scenario on the table.
Okay, well, that it was very interesting over the last almost 2 weeks seeing those lagging sectors move. But Dana, there's been a lot of chatter too about these Robin Hood traders, these retail traders that a lot of people are saying pushed these bankrupt stocks or stocks going through bankruptcy proceedings up by 300-400% in some cases in just a day or two. What's your thoughts on when you see an environment like this where companies that are going through bankruptcy are making aggressive moves higher, understanding still that they're not anywhere close to their highs, but those are some very powerful moves from what seem like trash companies?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen these types of moves since the beginning of time. I mean, you have these flash in the pan type of bubbly moves where things go parabolic out of nowhere and then collapse, and, you know, boom, that's history. You never hear from them again, you know, whether it's the weed stocks or, you know, some of the dot-com stuff back in the late 90s, 2000, some of the ridiculous names that went public back then. So you're always going to see these types of, you know, trendy, bubbly moves, and then their history, and then we'll forget about that type of a frenzy mania, and then we'll eventually move on to a different type of mania. So I would say that we were monitoring closely the put to call ratios over the last week or two, which did reach historically overly bullish, historically low levels in put to call, which historically were overly bullish and significant or indicative of significant risk in the market, which coincided obviously with that the Robin Hood traders and the day traders gone wild type of frenzy. So I will say it was to us alarming that we would hit such levels of frothiness coming right off of that historic crash that we saw. But it was without question some sort of a frenzied move that we saw in the last couple of weeks with the Robin Hood and the put to call ratios, and obviously that played right into the scenario of those lagging sectors running into resistance and failing right where they did. So a lot of things lined up there on the short side about 3 or 4 days ago, and that's coming to fruition now.
Now, how about a quick technical comment here when it comes to gaps in the chart for something like the S&P? The S&P has rallied or did rally pretty much right up to the lower part of that gap from February 24th when that waterfall decline started, and now on Thursday has just put in another gap. We don't know where the market's going to go and close the week and even start off next week, but how significant are these gaps in the chart?
Well, they can be significant. I would say they're more significant in individual stocks and probably less less popular indices. There's more gamesmanship that goes on with the S&P 500 and some of the more popular averages. So I think it's hard to game that type of thing. But I would say you're correct in the seeming abundance of gaps of late. And I think it's just indicative of volatile and emotional markets. So it's continues to be fraught with risk. Risk to the downside if you're playing if you're chasing stocks higher, and certainly risk to the upside if you're trying to short into these moves down. So risk both ways. It's a highly volatile market, and I think those gaps are certainly a telltale sign of that.
Now, how about the move into these safe haven assets? Like on a day like today, US dollar up, gold up, even treasuries up. Which one of these is a more sustainable trend?
Well, I think it's precious metals. We've gold and now silver is trying to come on as well, but gold especially has been in a solid uptrend, solid bull market for the better part of a year now. So it's been sustained. It has done nothing to dispel our idea that our thoughts that it'll continue. So we continue to be bullish there. The bond market has seen some chinks in the armor of late. So I'm not sure that this isn't just a whiplash type of a move that ultimately fails. So we have no confidence right now in the bond market on the long side. The dollar as well. Broke significant support in the dollar. I would say it's neutral at best, but gold and gold miners, we bought gold miners at GDX about, I think it was last Friday or Monday as well. It's had a nice bounce from there. That continues to be in a bull market. So it sounds simple, but you keep buying things that are going up and selling things that are going down.
So just keep on playing those trends then, hey? Not necessarily trying to pick the bottom or a top anywhere, just riding those trends.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we trade them as well. So you find overall things that are overall uptrend, like whether it's gold miners or some of the sectors like technology and healthcare, and you buy them into dips. And some of the stuff in overall downtrends, like some of those lagging sectors we were talking about, small caps and Europe and energy, financials, and you sell them or short them into rallies like we saw over the last week.
So what do you think about that, at least short-term downtrend in the gold miners? Even on a day like today, on Thursday, gold is up, but the miners have sold off hard with the markets. And all depending on what happens Friday, if Friday is a down day for something like GDX, it's going to be the fourth week in a row continuing this downtrend in GDX. Now, yes, I know this downtrend very much was needed. It's a natural correction. But what do you think about the time frame of this correction and already the drop of about 18%?
We're not concerned about it at this point. It's done nothing technically to get us off of where off of our bullish stance there. It's still, even into the weakness of a couple day, last couple days, still well above where it bottomed out, where we bought it last Friday. So still, the overall technical picture is very strong on GDX and gold miners still. I will say on a huge down tape in the equity market, it's likely to get hit because they are, after all, still equities. You know, they're tied to the gold market, but they're still equities. So if the equity market gets hit, they might get hit. But relatively speaking, as long as they keep making higher lows and higher highs, then we'll still be interested in them.
So Dana, what about simply all the liquidity in this system? Clearly, central banks, governments just keep on printing money, and obviously that money is landing in some extent in these equity markets. How sustainable is this in your eyes?
I mean, it's not sustainable, but who knows how long it will last, because we've been saying it's not sustainable now for, you know, over a decade. So who knows when that end game will be. It will be an end game, and it will be it will die very hard. When that will be, I don't know. And we're not going to worry about it. We're going to play follow the same technical and quantitative approach that we always have, and listen to our indicators, listen to what the market signs are telling us, and then we'll tell us which way, you know, stocks are going to go, whether the world's being flooded with liquidity or not. So we'll just continue to listen to those objective signs from the market and try to fade the herd when they get too emotional.
All right, we will wrap it up here, Dana. Appreciate your comments this weekend. I'll chat with you in another couple weeks, but boy, an interesting end to the week already, and now it's going to bring a whole new question mark for June and if that run has just fully petered out. Dana, thanks for your time today. Have a great rest of your weekend.
All right, my pleasure, Corey.